Okay, good morning. So we have here, we're holding Siman Tov Mem Zayin Sif Dalid. Today is December 31st. Yud Ches Teves Tov Shenayin Gimel. Just as a, once again, a little hakdama, it's not even to be masber the Siman or anything, just to put it in proper frame of mind. The halachas we are learning now are really the halachas of Taruvus. Okay, these halachas are halachas of Taruvus. Taruvus are mixtures. What does mixtures mean? Mixtures, I have a mixture of kosher and a mixture of non-kosher. There's something called basar b'chalav, which we know there's milk and meat. Milk and meat means kosher milk and kosher meat. Taruvus are non-kosher items also. Okay, treif that get mixed up. Those halachas are found in the Yordea, specifically Siman Tzadi Ches to Kuf Yud. Very complex issues. We, without having the background of learning those sugyas first, are learning these halachas right here. So what we had to do is when we read the Mechaber, we had to sometimes explain what those halachas refer to and then apply it to over here. And that's what the sheet is that we gave out and a lot of the other halachas that will... that's sheet, correct. The terminologies and the concepts. So let's begin here, Sif Dalit. In this Arif HaChomitz Chodin Pesach, Nisbatel b'shishim, einu chayzer v'neyer b'pesach l'aser b'mashu. Three concepts we have to explain here, which we've come across them before. You have chametz that got mixed up before Pesach. Now, there's a difference in halacha if it's before Pesach or on Pesach. If it's before Pesach, after chatzos, it's batel b'shishim. The halachas are more lenient, and it's nullified 1 to 60. So you have a little crumb of chametz that falls into a lot of matzah, kosher Pesach, 60 times more, not a problem. You can eat it, make your bracha and eat it. Einoy chayzer v'neir, it does not get, chayzer v'neir means reawakened. Imagine you have someone sleeping by a shear, right? We don't have it here, but they have someone sleeping by a shear. You give him a tap on the shoulder. I tell you what happened years ago, I'm interrupting myself, but years ago I was by a shear. I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was up late. I went with a friend of mine, I might have mentioned in the past. And I said to him, listen, if you see me dozing off a little, I told this story. I said, give me a little elbow. So basically, I was looking at my friend, at the gentleman next to me, I don't know who he was, sitting in the back, loud fans, and Eretz Yisrael, I couldn't hear, it was a hot day. Looking at his notes, trying to read off what the Rav is saying. And all of a sudden, I get this sharp elbow on my side. And I look, I said, what are you doing? He said to me, I thought you were sleeping. I said, no, I'm looking at his notes. A little while later, though, it's like the boy cried wolf. I actually, dozed off a second. It was a hot day. So, chayzer v'neir means it gets reawakened. We're talking now, and not to falling asleep a person, but the chametz does not, according to this opinion in the Mechaber, does not get reawakened on Pesach, and then the issue would be osir b'mashuhu. Mashuhu means the smallest amount. We don't say it's batel b'shishim, but now we say it's osir b'mashuhu. Now, that's the first opinion. The next opinion says, v'yesh cholkim, that it is chayzer v'neir. The Mechaber tells us that there are those who disagree. The Mechaber himself brings another opinion that says that it is chayzer v'neir on Pesach. Before we see the Ramah, I would like to suggest we go on the bottom and see the Mishnah Berurah. In this Arif HaChametz Koydin Pesach, if chametz got mixed up before Pesach, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Koydin Chav Ches, afilo achar sheish, even after the sixth hour of the day. Sifkon Chavtes. Then, if it's after 6 hours of the day, we say it's not Chayzer V'Neir. However, it's not going to be Chayzer V'Neir but Pesach. Lesser Mashu, the Aser Mashu. What does that mean? Sifkon Chavtes. Maise, now is a story. Maise, Shenimsis Chalo Achas Shel Batzik B'Soich Hasal. Shel Yenoisim HaMatzai Safuyes B'Yitziyosim Netana. It's a scary Maise for a religious Jew to have. What's the story? There was a piece of dough that was found in the basket where they put all the matzahs. Chametz thick of dough. Could you imagine the scene? You have all your kosher Pesach matzahs, and in that basket you have some chametz thick of dough. They take out the matzah. They empty out the whole basket. They found the dough, the chametz. They see the kosher Pesach matzah. They don't know which pieces of chametz tikka dough came in contact with the matzah. So what is the wrong thing to do? The wrong thing to do is to throw it all out. That's the wrong thing to do. Upaskua poiskim dechad v'chei batal kevin shohiyah taruvus koydim pesach. The poiskim explain, according to the halachas that we just learned from the Mechaber, that since this was before Pesach, we have 1 to 2, the ratio of 1 to 2, which is all that's needed. You don't even need 60, you don't have to come out to 60. 1 to 2, we have more kosher Pesach matzah, as opposed to this one aspect of one amount of dough, then it's mutter. The matzahs are mutter. Furthermore, you are permitted, you are allowed to warm up the matzah on Pesach. Since you only have the concern of tam. Tam means taste. But there's no actual mamoshes. Mamoshes means that there's something there. There's no dough, chametz tikka dough, stuck onto the matzah. Now, Miyu, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ha-matzah is shiduah shenogu bebatzek, tzrich and klipa. All the matzahs that you knew, that you know for sure, that touched all the dough that touched the matzah, and the matzah touched the dough, you have to take off a little amount from that matzah. So if my left hand is the matzah, and my right hand is the chametz, and I know, because when I looked in the bag, and I was astounded what I saw, but I saw this chametz touching the matzah, I see it was a top piece. I have to make sure that I break off, right, here's the matzah, I break off this piece right here, that touched, that came in contact with the chametz. So you won't have a shalom anymore, but at least you don't have to throw out the whole entire piece. Yes. There is no. We're saying here, yeah. The tam is not a concern. It's batel. Yeah. The tam is not. Tam is not the issue. Yeah. It's batel. Well, we're saying not that you could taste the taste of the chametz, but we're saying since there's no mamoshes, there's no actual food there. It's just the ham of it. It's not a real time. You're not tasting chametz. There's no chametz there. But it is also batel. It is batel because it's the small amount that's before Pesach and it's the large amount of the matzah. He says further, miyu kol ha-matzah is shiyadua shenogu b'batzek tzrich and klipol if ish ein bitul le'isra ha-yadua. Why do you have to break off that matzah? Didn't we just say it's batel? It's nullified. So why do you have to break off that piece of matzah over here? The answer for that is as follows. When you know for sure, in any scenario when you know that chametz came in contact with the matzah, the kosher Pesach matzah, then you have to remove that amount that it came in contact with. When you're not sure, when you don't know what happened, that's when we say you can rely on the batel b'shishim categories. The Mechaber tells us, v'yesh cholkim. There are those who disagree and say it is chayziv v'neir. It is reawakened. The taste of the chametz is reawakened on Pesach. Uladaita mashikasavnu b'sif beis, the batel b'shishim, this that we said earlier is a beis, that we said is batel b'shishim, then it's tzarech l'achlo koydam Pesach. Then, according to the opinion that we said earlier in a beis, then you would have to eat it before Pesach. And since there's no mamashas, it's only the tam of it, so then it's not a concern. Now let's go back and top to the Ramah. The Ramah says,
you can't make a general statement.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear you well.
You can't make a statement that any type of chumash, any amount of chumash found makes it forbidden to eat.
No, to say any amount of chumash found makes it forbidden to eat is too general. It's basically being strict for no reason. Okay, it's just being too strict. I don't want to use the word strict. It's incorrect. It's incorrect, you know, because once again, if it's before Pesach, so then the halakhas are much more lenient. And that's why we want to make all the matzahs before Pesach. Nowadays, a lot of these cases that we have in front of us, we try to avoid it. Since it's more severe, we try to make sure that we cook, all bake all the matzahs beforehand. So if you find that matzah, that chametz, normally speaking, we would say, like you're saying, to throw it all out. But here we're saying, wait a minute, not so fast. It was before Pesach. Was it on Pesach? Is there any chametz around? Right? It's just like the same example we gave in the past. When you have the spoon, you open your drawer, your milchus drawer, and you see, lo and behold, not a parav knife, but a fleishik knife Who could have done something like this? In the milchus drawer. So you know what you do? You take it out and you put it in the right spot in the kitchen. You make sure it's clean first. Sometimes things get in the drawers dirty. That's a different story. That's hygiene. Why is it not a problem? We're not getting into all those halachas right now. But people sometimes think that's treif. And they have a whole pile of these forks for no reason. Absolutely no reason. And then if it's spoons, what do? They want to stick it in the ground. And you can't stick a spoon in the ground. It's not so fast. Yes. Well, in regards to the laws of meat and milk, there are some aspects that are even more lenient than the laws of Pesach, chametz on Pesach itself. Because we're saying chametz on Pesach is aser b'mashu. Mashu means the smallest amount. Whatever this little thing that you can barely see with when I'm closing my finger over here, that would forbid the food. In regards to basar v'chalav, you have bat b'sheishim. So there are certain aspects where on Pesach, I'm being specific to say on Pesach, not before Pesach. All right, let's see further now. The Ramah tells us like this. Yes. The Ramah says further, V'noyegin kasvara rishoyna b'cha taruvis, that we say it's not chayzer v'nei, it's not reawakened, shulach b'lach. In regards to scenarios, literally lach b'lach means two liquids. So let's see first the Mishnah Berurah of Kod Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. V'noyegin kasvara rishoyna umutar afilu chazu v'chimu b'pesach. And it's permissible, this food is even permissible even if you reheat it on Pesach, and we don't say it gets reawakened, the chametz that was there gets reawakened. Sifkon lamed beis shulach v'lach, when it's two liquids, kigoyin sheicha shins ar b'yayin v'chahay gavna. Sheicha is beer that got mixed up with wine. Two liquids. Sheicha, by definition, of beer is we're saying it's chametzdik. Okay, we're talking chametzdik of beer here. Wine, it was kosh l'Pesach wine. V'kemach, b'kemach, now flour and flour, gam ki mikri lach b'lach, can also be considered, can view it as lach b'lach. V'ayinah kaman semen tofnun gimel eisid zayim mishn ruah, take a look later on for further elaboration. V'kosu achreinim, d'b'dover shuhu lach b'lach, when you have a case of two liquids, afilu lo yinoido hataruvis ada pesach, even if you found out about this mistake, this mixture, only on Pesach, when one might think I should be more severe, more strict, because it's not Pesach. But when did it happen? It took place before Pesach. Gam kin arinin the kivan is batel. We say it's already batel because it took place from before Pesach. So we have the leniency of koydim of Pesach that exists. Sif kodin namad gimel. Let's first see the words of the Ramah. That's always important. Back on top. Umihu. Bidavar yavish. Two dry items, shinis arev, that got mixed up, oy shi yesh lachush l'taruvus, so we can be concerned for a taruvus. Kagoyin, what's the example? Pas shenofa l'yayin. You have some chametz. Pas doesn't mean necessarily bread. It can mean chametz. Pas that falls into wine. Afal pi shenotlo misham, osu b'pesach. You see the chametz is in this wine. So what do? You take your spoon and you scoop it out. So should you be allowed to drink this wine now? The answer is no.
On Pesach?
On Pesach. Well, we're saying here, it fell in. Avli shenotel misham.
Before Pesach, you found it on Pesach.
He says here, let me get the case clear.
On Pesach wouldn't be an issue. It's also Dimash.
It's fallen before Pesach. Fallen before Pesach. Okay? And it falls in before Pesach, and you want to scoop it out, and you want to have it for Pesach. You cannot have it on Pesach. You cannot have it. Why? The Ramah says, the chayshinon, we're concerned, says the Ramah, Shema nishru by piruin v'noisin tam pesach, because maybe there are some crumbs left over in this wine. So very nice, you scoop out what you saw, but then you have the crumbs remaining there. That's the problem. Siv katan lamed gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Miu b'davar yavish b'yavish. Well, yavish. Sorry, when you have two dry items in this arev that got mixed up, koydim pesach before pesach. Bein shenis arev chametz b'matzo chad b'trei. Whether you have a case of chametz that got mixed up with matzah in the ratio of 1 to 2, or it's 60 times greater or more. Why do we say it's reawakened? Because the chametz is be'en. Be'en means it's there, it's in front of us. It's not just the tam, the taste of something, but it's actually there. Balkein, therefore, tsarich le'achloi koydim pesach. You have to eat it specifically before Pesach. If it was a ratio of 1 to 2, you would be forbidden to keep it in your possession, even from rabbinic status, rabbinically, on Pesach. If it was a ratio of 1 to 60, Yochel Avashlei Koidim Pesach, you can cook it before Pesach, Hachi Nimuach, until the any chametz that might have been there was dissolved. V'yeh Choshev Kelach, now it's viewed like a lach. V'oz Mutter Af Lochel Pesach, and then it's Mutter to eat it on Pesach. V'yish Kama Achreinim Shesoivin, there are many Achreinim that hold. The Af Yavish B'Yavish Derminon, the Choyiz V'Neir, even the case of Yavish B'Yavish, that we see, that we say, it's Choyiz V'Neir. When it's be'en, when there's something around, any elo imkain yefe or yivash vali some pesach. When do we say it's choyz v'neir? It's only if you bake it or cook it on Pesach. Da'oz choyz chametz v'neis in tam v'ashar. Then the chametz gets reawakened, gets a little nudge in the side, and gives a taste to the rest of the food. Avalechol kach shari. But if you want to eat it cold, without re-cooking it, then it does not get reawakened. So even according to those who say it gets reawakened, that's only if you recook it. But if it's not cooked, recooked, and reheated, so you can eat it cold. Sif kon lama dalid. Afa pi shenot lo misham. Even though you take out the chametz that was there, it's a loimer. Koidim, as Gil pointed out, koidim Pesach. Right, as Rajol mentioned, this is before Pesach. Sif kon lama hei, is also Pesach. It's also to eat it on Pesach. Haino l'shtoi, so you cannot drink this wine. Afa motu b'hano, but you're permitted to derive benefit from this on Pesach. Mikol shekein, demotu l'kaimoi, kevin shuhurak, chshash b'almo. Even more so, you'll not have it in your possession because it's only a concern, a chash ba'alma. Why are we not allowed to have this? The chayshin and shema, we're concerned, maybe some crumbs were left around in this wine. Shehu v'rot salayim and demishum ha'tam sheyesh ba'ayayin aladei ha'pas, shenisha b'soicha yiloi ha'yu oisun. If it was just a concern for the taste alone that would be given off from the chametz into the wine, that's not why we would forbid it. Because like we said earlier, the taste is already nullified because you have 60 times more wine. And it's not going to be reawakened, as we just explained. What's the concern? We're concerned that a person, as we all know, you have some chametz that falls into a liquid throughout the year, and you want to spoon it out, you want to go fishing. So you see a little crumbs, they stay in the bowl. Let's say it's a challah on the Shabbos. We're not talking about bishul, achar afiyah, afiyah achar bishul. So you have some stuff still left there. That's what we're concerned about. However, there is an approach that you can still have this wine. When are we machmir to say you cannot have this wine? That's only a case where you didn't strain it out before Pesach. But if you strain it out properly before Pesach, then you can have it. In the bracket says, now, what about if I want to strain it out on Pesach? No, doesn't help. Why not? Because it's already osur as soon as Pesach starts. Because it's osur mashu, the smallest amount. And they gave a taste of the wine. But if you strain it out before Pesach is permissible. After the nishra me'es la'es, even though it's soaked in there for a 24-hour time period. Me'es la'es means 24-hour time period. Im yesh shishim b'yayin neged kol ha'pas. If there is 60 times more wine than opposite the bread. Let's see further. The davke b'yayin, only by wine, shehu tzolul mistani al-dei mesanenes shenekaveh dakin mo'id. She'ef sho l'pirui pas la'avar deruch sham. When are we saying if chametz falls into your wine that is permissible, if you strain it out well, it's only in the case of chametz that falls into the wine. But now he's going to tell us a case of med devash, which is called in English as M-E-A-D, med. It's a kosher Pesach alcoholic beverage, which is thicker. Therefore, he says further, avalim nafal ha'pas b'med devash, if it falls into this med devash, sometimes it's thick, and it only goes through when you want to strain it, the holes of this strainer have to be thicker. Since you're using a thicker strainer, we're concerned that the chametz will be going through with the liquid as well. So if it's med, you cannot strain it. If it's yayin, a thinner consistency, you can strain it. Sifkan lamed zayin. We're concerned nishur bo piru, and maybe some pieces of chametz are left there. Afilu lokach koydem pesach miyosa chavis yayin la'achar shahoytzi apas menu. Ve'erevu bechavis acheres shel yayin. Gam keynes akulo deshema nofal apiru and gam shom. The Mishnah tells us the case as follows. My right hand is the first barrel of wine that the chametz fell into. Okay, so I have now chametz in this barrel. What did I do before Pesach? I didn't strain it now. What did I do? I pulled out the chametz, and then I want to take this barrel and pour it into another barrel. I have a tremendous amount of vat of wine. Maybe I'll say it's nullified, it's bottled. The answer is it's not. It's not nullified. All we have now is instead of the chametz forbidding this one, now it's also answering this one as well. Everything's all mixed up together. That's what he just said in Sifkat Lamed Zayin. Let's finish here Sifkat Lamed Ches for today. B'noitzin tam v'pesach, it gives, we're concerned that the crumbs stay there and it gives a taste in Pesach. V'af de b'tsoyding yesh habri matirim. L'kama on the Simtav Samach Zayin Sifyat Beis. Hach ilu kuli alma is osu. In Simtav Samach Zayin, we'll learn about Hashem together that if something is cold, there are those paiskim that say it's permissible. So how come over here we're saying it's cold, it's still osur? Here everyone says osur. Why? The mayir shavar meis leis from the filas apas ad achshav. Our case is talking about where it stayed there for 24 hours. Once it stayed there for 24 hours, it's more strict. It's more severe. According to what we learn later on, that if a piece of bread falls into water on Pesach, you cannot have that water. Once again, the case is nafal prusas lechem, a piece of bread falls the soich mayim into the water bePesach on Pesach. Because the way the consistency of this the metzias is that the bread crumbles up and spreads itself out throughout the water. And even if you strain, it's not going to help. So hachanami also over here, it should not be good to strain it. It should not work if you strain it. He's asking kasha. Why over there we say it's also over here we say it's mutter. If you strain it, afilu leka mi'etz leis shenafal apas asoy chayayin gam kein osur. I'm sorry. Here he's saying afilu hachanami. Here also afilu leka mi'etz leis. Even if there's not 24-hour time period from the time that the pas fell in to the wine, gam kein osur im loy shesinoy kodem pesach, unless you strain it out before Pesach. Because if you do before Pesach and you strain it out, then it's batel b'shishim. Im shoav azuma shel mei advash v'nafesh nifu ba kemach shari l'shtoysoi b'pesach the batel b'shishim davi lach b'lach. If you remove the zuma, the bad parts of this med, of this alcoholic beverage, before, from this nafa with the strainer, shenifu ba kemach, you use the same strainer with flour. With flour. Now, shari l'shtoysoi b'pesach debat v'shishim to have ilach b'lach. And now this alcoholic beverage goes through this med goes through this strainer. You can drink it on Pesach because it's lach b'lach. I apologize for going a little fast at the end. I just want to make sure we finish this sif over here. Thank you.